The next patient is Valerie Lopez. The last name is L-O-P-E-Z, like in Zulu. Valerie, V-A-L-E-R-I-E. This is the clinical case of a 70-year-old white female, a patient of Dr. Maxwell that is referred for evaluation of the kidney function. Period. This decrease in the kidney function has been detected for about 6 months, along with the alteration in the liver function test. The patient went to see Dr. Ferretti, and he got to the conclusion that the administration of losartan could be making an impact in the deterioration of the liver function test and in the deterioration of the kidney function. The losartan was discontinued, and after imaging that included MRI with contrast, they didn't find any type of pathology. The kidney function corrected. The 23rd of March of 2023, the creatinine was 0.8. The BUN was in 15, and the estimated GFR was 77, and there was unfortunately no laboratory workup in order to assess the urinary sediment, no protein creatinine ratio to assess the proteinuria, period. The patient is complaining of hematuria that is asymptomatic, has been treated with antibiotics, two different kinds in the last 3 weeks, and she says that still persists. I am going to order the pertinent laboratory workup, and I'm going to reevaluate the case in 2 weeks. Number two, arterial hypertension. The patient has a diastolic blood pressure of 99. The recommendation at this point is to monitor the blood pressure at home and for the next appointment and have a blood pressure log. She's encouraged to decrease the salt intake. She's encouraged to decrease the significant amount of fluid that she drinks and monitor the blood pressure before we change the medications. The patient has a history of hypothyroidism on replacement therapy. She was told at one time that she had lupus. However, the serology proved against it. Reevaluation in 2 weeks with laboratory workup.